J-Rockers Alexandros on SBS Pop Asia. This is the J-Rock Sessions.
Hello and welcome to the J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros. This show is all about the Japanese rock music scene.
We tell you all about what it's like being a rock band too.
I'm Yohi, the singer of Japanese rock band Alexandros.
I'm Hiro and I play the bass. This is our 50th episode of this show.
Ta-da! Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all so much. And our summer festival season still continues.
Yep. You're listening to the J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros on SBS Pop Asia. If you've ever wanted to know what happens backstage with the band, this is the perfect show for you.
All right, and you want to find out about the latest J-Rock news? We've got you covered, and you can ask us a question about music, about the band, about a song, or just about anything.
Use the hashtag SBS Pop Asia Alexandros on Twitter, and we'll get your questions later in the show.
Well, now that we did a show for the 50th time, do you think that our English talk has improved at all?
I'm not really sure about that.
I'm not either.
Yeah. Maybe if
I'm sure it hasn't, actually.
Yeah, I don't think so. And if we, like, you know, go to Australia and take this radio show,
we'll improve.
Yeah, we'll be improving.
Okay.
Of course it will be.
But it's a good practice anyway.
I know. It really is a good practice. I don't know what's happening to me. My mouth is like...
I'm used to it. Yeah. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. Well, we would like to thank you all for listening to our sloppy English. I mean, it's very thankful.
Yeah. Your patience.
Yeah. Is there anything you do to brush up your English?
Well, what do you do?
I just keep talking. That's
really.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a girlfriend who can speak English.
But, nice. How's it going?
Well, it's not... gone good.
Still haven't.
I don't know if I can find a girlfriend.
Oh, you should
speak
man.
A language. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
What about any good questions or comments from the listeners we got so far that you remember?
Actually, I love those comments. I remember. I think it was a guy. Mm-hmm. He was like talking about our cover art.
Okay.
And he was like, "Oh, nice bomb."
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very honest. That's,
yeah, like I want to talk man talk with
man
him.
Talk. Yeah. I remember one question about our merchandise to create one unusual merchandise
that we can really think of.
Yeah, that was fun.
Mm-hmm. That was fun to talk about.
Yeah.
This is the J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros on SBS Pop Asia, and it's time to answer your questions. And before we go on to the questions, I think you want to talk about more single.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, the song you just heard is called Swan, the regen of the Tarzan.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people watched that film.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, we did a theme song in Japan.
Right.
Yeah, the song is called Nawe Nawe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
It means with you.
With you.
And it's Swahili.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was a really good song.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. Mm-hmm. And too bad it's used only in Japan.
I know.
It should be everywhere.
Yeah, around the world.
Yeah. Yeah, so please check it out.
Yeah, please check it out.
You guys, I'm sure you guys can download it now. So, yeah, it's a beautiful song.
Yes. Use the hashtag SBS Pop Asia Alexandros on Twitter so we can find them. You can also leave your questions on Facebook.
That's right. Let's check out today's question.
I love to do your line.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to read the question?
Sure. Yeah. This one's from Cocoa Puff.
Oh, I want to eat
Hello.
It.
Hello.
I want to eat it.
You played so many festivals this summer.
Yep,
yes,
you did.
Who was your best act besides Alexandro so far? That's a difficult question.
Mine would be Radiohead. Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Radiohead. But if you want to talk about Japanese rock band, I think the
Think of one, man.
Really? Mine would be the Yellow Monkey.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. The Yellow Monkey. They were really legend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, you know, their song is, of course, good.
Mm-hmm.
But, like... I'm not really sure if I could talk about their age, but like they're like 45 or 47.
Yeah.
I mean, almost 50.
Right.
Maybe they are already 50, but they're so young.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but yeah.
Well, the Yellow Monkey is legendary band in Japan, but they have been split up for 10 years
or maybe more. 15
or
something, I don't know.
And they just reunited like last year.
Yeah.
So it's great for us to be able to see him again on stage.
I love what he said on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yoshi sent the vocal. He said that we're never going to split again.
Oh, he said that, huh?
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of fun was like relieved.
Yeah. By that word.
So let's don't split too.
Well, let's not.
Yeah. Let's not.
Let's try our best not to.
Yeah. Please not to. The J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros on SBS Pop Asia.
This weekend, we are playing two more festivals.
Yes, more festivals, guys.
Saturday is Treasure 05X 2016 in Aichi Prefecture, which is my hometown.
Yeah. And Sunday is Beriten Live 2016 Tochigi Prefecture.
I think I talked enough about Aichi on this show, yeah. So let's tell our listeners more about Tochigi this time.
Mm-hmm. Tochigi Prefecture is a prefecture located in Kanto region on the island of Honshu, Japan.
Yes.
Nikko, whose ancient Shinto shrines and Buddhist temples UNESCO has recognized by naming them a World Heritage Site, is in this prefecture.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Other famous parts of Tochigi includes a region called Nasu, mm-hmm. known for onsen, which means hot spring, oh, and yeah. local sake and ski resorts.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Another onsen resort is at Kinugawa Onsen.
Mm-hmm.
Tochigi is also famous for strawberries.
Really?
And Tochi Otome.
Oh, yeah. That's the kind of a strawberry, right?
Name of the strawberry.
It's the expensive one.
Not that expensive, I'm sure.
Really? I know about Nasu Highland.
It's called
Naskogan. It's mm-hmm. pretty famous for skiing and
But for us, mm-hmm. Tochigi is a place for gyoza.
Oh yes,
a very traditional food in Japan. Actually, I think that it's originally from China.
Yes, yeah,
it's maybe it's a Chinese food, but mm-hmm. if you like eat it in Japan, it's more different food.
Yeah. Which is kind of like a dumpling kind of thing.
And dumpling, yeah, it is.
You can either boil it or
grill it. It really fits the beer.
Yeah, sure. It really matches beer.
Yeah, and it really fits the rice.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's the only food that we can all together go into.
Yeah. We can share gyoza. Yeah, yeah.
You can drink beer and I can drink beer. Rice.
Right.
Yeah, and we can eat gyoza at the same time. Yeah, so if like, you know, you're thinking of going to Tochigi, you should please try this gyoza. It's got really good accent. This is SBS Pop Asia's J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros.
So let's answer another question from the listeners. You want to read the next one?
Okay. Here's a question from Jody.
Hello.
Hello. I'll be back in Japan in late October visiting Hokkaido. Oh, really?
Cool.
Welcome back. What are the top three places to visit in Hokkaido, I'm sure? Hoping for autumn colors.
Cool. Late October, huh? In Hokkaido, I think it's nearly winter. I guess
it's already winter.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if you can expect any autumn colors there.
Maybe you should go to like Tochigi is a good place.
But she's going to Hokkaido, right?
Yeah, but like you can just like, you know, before going to Hokkaido,
uh-huh.
yeah, you should like go to Tochigi first for maybe 3 days and
okay,
you know, have fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Naskogan, that'll be really awesome colors.
Okay,
I'm sure.
Yeah. There will be. But I got one.
Please tell me.
There's a place called Lake Akan.
Mm.
I think it's near Asahikawa.
Oh.
It's still like more than an hour drive, but
got a good barbecue
it's
there.
Really, really beautiful there. Mm-hmm. And during wintertime, you can cut the ice and do fishing.
Oh, really?
And all that stuff. And there's hot spring there, mm-hmm. which is very, very nice. So, yeah, please visit Lake Akan if you can.
Okay, I'll go there too.
Okay, you should. Yeah.
So, Jody, what about going with me? Jody.
I don't know if she wants to, but it'd be awesome.
Hey, SBS Pop Asia, this is the J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros, and I'm so sorry for not answering the top number 2 and top 3.
Right, we didn't answer it properly.
Sorry, Johnny.
Sorry.
Yeah, I think you know better than us.
Right. Yeah. All right, so let's check out your tweets and email. Tell us what you want to hear on the program, too.
Let's read the first one.
Right.
Here's from Jasmine. This message is about our album, Exist.
Okay.
The title, I guess. This is from Jasmine. So soon, this is going to be another awesome album for sure. Yes, for sure.
It will be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And here's a message from Catherine.
Hello.
What an awesome title. I'll be in Japan at the release, so I'll definitely grabbing myself a copy. Looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You should.
And here's from Kenneth Drake.
Hello.
No way. I'm so excited. Me too, man.
Yeah, me too.
I'm so excited. Go see ya, Socha. Finally, I cannot wait for it. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Maz. Thank you for Maz.
Hello.
That's awesome that there's going to be a new album.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait to hear all the tracks, and I hope I can get it.
Great. Yeah.
So, guys, I mean, like, you know, thank you for the message.
Thank you guys so much.
But you guys don't have to come to Japan for buying this album, because mm-hmm. you can get it around the world.
Yeah.
It's worldwide release, so, yeah.
You can download it anywhere in the world.
At your house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys for the message.
We were talking about this album, and everybody's, mm-hmm. like, you know, saying this album is going to be really great, but Actually, mm-hmm. we are in the middle of recording.
Yes. So to tell you the truth,
yeah.
we're in a recording studio right now,
exactly.
recording this radio yeah. program too.
And Shirai, who is a guitarist, mm-hmm. is like recording
yes.
you know, his yes. guitar riff. So please hope for a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. And we might like make so many songs.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure if it's
we are actually.
Yeah, we are. Like maybe 20 or 30 songs.
Yeah.
I don't know what, yeah. how many songs will be on in this album, but
right.
yeah. I think it's right. going to be really good.
We're in middle of summer festival season, but mm-hmm. at the same time, we're yeah. literally canned in studio mm-hmm. making yeah. new songs. So
and also doing a rehearsal. So.
Yeah. 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 It's pretty crazy these days, but...
So it's really like a good... Doing this radio show is a good mm-hmm. refreshment for us.
Oh, yeah.
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 And reading
kind
this,
of get away from,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, like reading all these messages and yeah. answering all these questions from around the world
yeah.
will be really, really refreshing. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. SBS Pop Asia's J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros. Please don't make us dead. And that's the end of the show for this week. You can listen one more time on podcast at sbs.com.au/popasia or download the Pop Asia app and get it there.
We'll be back next Tuesday at 10 p.m. for more adventures in J-Rock. Hope you can join us.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Sayonara.